Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been good to us, Lord.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
This is Wade Hampton, along with Pastor Greg Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Tenney, I'm sure you have something good to tell us for Black History Month.
Yes, Wade. Thank you, Wade, for that. There's a lot going on with Black History, and it's not at its norm because of the COVID-19. But we're thankful that we are here and that we are people that's continually striving for the enhancement of the body of Christ. You know, we look at everyone, a lot of people who have made a mark in the society, and we give accolades to Dr. King, we give accolades to Jesse Jackson, and we give accolades to all of these civil rights leaders. But I want to today give some accolades to my wife, Linda Tenney, simply because she's from Ruston, Louisiana. And being that she's from Ruston, Louisiana, she attended in Ruston, Louisiana, all of the Afro-Americans went to a school called Lincoln High. And but then integration came upon, and she was transferred to Ruston High School, where it was all white. It was an all-white school. And she was the first Afro-American to graduate from an all-white high school. And that's I thought about it. At first, I didn't know anything about it until my granddaughter told me about it and so forth and so on. I just bust her bubble because my wife asked me, and I didn't tell her where I got it from. But my granddaughter sent me the clipping and told me exactly what was going on there and everything. And it makes me very proud to know that she's a person of good character and good quality. And I know she had to endure some things and go through some things because we dealt with integration here when we all were shipped over to Alexandria Senior High School, and we had to go through some integration things, and it didn't begin pleasant. And so I know that being sent to an all-white school for her to graduate as the first Afro-American, I know she had to endure some things, go through some things, and I just take my hats off to her, and I'm proud of her accomplishment. And after she left Ruston High, and she finished at the top of her class, and when she finished Ruston High School, she went to Grambling State University, where she graduated there. And she's graduated there in the top of her class. She's a pretty bright lady. And she's my wife, Linda Blake Tenney. And I love her very dearly. And I want to say to her, congratulations for that accomplishment, because sometimes you'll find that people, when they go through those type of situations, they don't stay. They either drop out or peer pressure, whatever, comes in and take over. But it just shows me how strong she is. Of course, I know that anyway. But on that side, it showed me that she's a very strong person for a woman to go through be in that atmosphere and finish and graduate from the school and graduate at the top of a class. So I want to say to her congratulations and wish her the best as she endeavors and move forward. And Wade, to me, that's the biggest accomplishment that's known to me. It's even bigger than Dr. Martin Luther King.
So we see that you married well, Pastor Tenney.
Yeah, that's right.
And so with that being said, would you like to have some type of expression of gratitude and love for your wife in song?
Yes, Wade, I want to dedicate this special song to my wife.
I've learned how to live holy. When I see Jesus, when I see Jesus, when I see Jesus.
I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast, for this is the day that the Lord has made. This is a ministry that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you would like to sow a seed into this ministry, I would like to ask you to do so. You can either cash app it to with $ Gregory Tenney, $ Gregory Tenney, or make all checks of money are payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, Alexandria, Louisiana, 150 Browns Lane, Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. Look, sow a seed into this ministry. It's not for the preacher, but it's for the people. It's to help somebody who needs a helping hand. I want to thank you for tuning in. Get ready. And get ready.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love gifts and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Good morning. Good morning. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell with the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad that you have your radio on this station. You know that First St. Mark Radio come on every Saturday at 10:45. So call somebody and tell them that First St. Mark Ministry is on the air. I'm Pastor Grady Blackwell, talking to you live from the radio station. Here's one thing I want to say to all our listeners, and I want you to pass it on. Pastor Blackwell is saying Happy New Year to you, and he's giving you some firsthand information. I'm retiring from pastoring the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm retiring as of May the 2nd, 2021, and we plan to have a new pastor. By the help of the good Lord, we plan to have a new pastor by April 2021. We are so glad that First St. Mark Baptist Church have just let me had a good time in the passing of so many good people that are members of First St. Mark Baptist Church. I would say I really kind of hate to go, but it's doctor's orders. Medically, the doctor is telling me to step down or slow down or doing this. And after much praying, talking to the Lord, I have decided to retire from pastoring, but I'm not retiring from the church. I'll be hanging around trying to do anything that a church member can do to help the church. And I always say this, and I know somebody might be thinking a way that I normally think sometimes, he's going to be in the way of a new pastor who's trying to pastor the church. And sometimes old pastors do, as long as they hang around the church. But I can't help it. I'm going to just try to be the best member of the church that I possibly can. I definitely do not plan to leave the church. And I want y'all to continue to pray for everything will go well with First St. Mark Baptist Church during the transition period while I'm leaving and somebody else will be coming forward. At this particular time, we don't know, or I don't know, who's going to be the pastor. I got my ideas and I got my hope and wishes, but we don't know, and we're just going to go by proper procedure on electing of a pastor. You know, when we start talking about that, we probably set up a pulpit committee and look at people, find out what we want in a pastor, and then look at some resume, hear some messages that some of the candidates preach, and then we'll go from there. But we just thank God for the people that I have pastored. I just felt so good. They will always be on my heart, and the church is also on my heart also. So again, I just want to thank First St. Mark church members for what they have done for me, how they have loved me, how they have cared for me. I just thank them so much. I know that it wasn't a bunch of millionaires, wasn't a bunch of this, but they were God children, and they loved their pastor, and they loved their church, and I loved them, and I love the church. We thank God for them. Now, as we just here just talking to you so much about how much the church meant to me as pastor, they taught me so much. Because I started off many years ago as a young pastor, and they put up with me, they taught me a lot of things about the Lord and about people, and I'm just so appreciative. So I just want you guys to write that down. May the 2nd, it's a Sunday, May the 2nd, 2021, will be my last day as pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church. But it won't be my last day at First St. Mark, because I will be there trying to be the best member of a church that I possibly can, because I love the church and I love the members of the church. But due to the doctor's orders, I just have to give up trying to pastor. So I just want that to get out. I want to do this to my, to so many people that I know that came through the church, that were baptized, that was that spent some months. Maybe they got married in the church. Maybe their mother got married. Some of their kinfolk. We did the funeral at First St. Mark Baptist Church. So it's so much went on at First St. Mark Baptist Church that I will always have good memories of First St. Mark Baptist Church. Now, what we want to do now, we just want to talk about some of the things that going on in the new year. We got a new year coming up, and First St. Mark want to, by the help of the good Lord, we just want to do a little bit better than what we have done. We want to have more contact with our members who can't make it to church because they're on the sick list, or they are old and kind of afraid to come to church with this coronavirus going on. So we want to communicate with them. Here's what we want to say. I just hope that we got some of them listening. We want to tell them that when we start voting on or trying to select a pastor, they will know, they will be involved as much as we possibly can. They'll know how we're selecting the pastor. They'll know that they have a vote also, and they'll know that we want them to know everything the selection committee know, and we want their input after we recommend someone for pastor. We want their input on what they think about or who we should vote in. So this I want all First St. Mark members to know, that they have a say-so, they have a vote on who the next pastor will be. It's not gonna be somebody just jump up and say, yes, put so-and-so in there, but we want the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church, those that come when they can, those that are sick, those that are not present. But if you are a tithe-paying member, that you're in good standing, that's all we ask, that you have a vote, 18 years or older. But we just want you to know that your vote count, and it will be invited. You'll be invited to cast your vote. Even though you may not be present, we'll work out some kind of way where your vote count, even if you have to tell a deacon or somebody how you would vote. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer on that. If you have any question concerning how we elect the pastor, all that kind of stuff, please call me or some of the deacons. And we'll be calling you, because we're mailing out a letter to you, actually giving you instruction on how we're talking about you and me and all of us, is going to accept a pastor. You should be getting some in the mail. If you are at church Sunday, we're going to hand it to you. But if not, it's going to be in the mail to you. If it's not in the mail to you, one of the deacons or someone will bring it by your house, and we'll stick it in your mailbox or stick it in a drop box at your door or something like that. So we thank you for that. I think right now, what I would like to do, I'd just like to offer a prayer to all the sick members, all the members that are sick at home or shut in. Just have a prayer that God will continue to bless them in whatever they stand in need of. I'm just going to ask First St. Mark members and other members who are listening. You ain't got to be a member of First St. Mark. If you're listening, we're praying a prayer that may, that God may just bless you with whatever you stand in need of. Bow your head, put your mind on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, how we thank you right now for your amazing grace and your tender mercy. Lord, we know that you are bigger than us. You are awesome, God. You are bigger than anything. I found out something, Lord. I found out that nothing is too small for you to handle, and yet nothing is too big for you to handle. That's why we call on you right now. We call on you because we know that you're able to do anything but fail. Now, Lord, we want you to breathe on the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church, those that are sick and shirt in, those that are at home, those that are going through sometimes, those that feel like they've been forgotten. Lord, touch them with your powerful hand. Let them know that in spite of the coronavirus, in spite of the loneliness, in spite of everything, you are still with them. Your words say you won't leave them, nor will you forsake them. Lord, we thank you for that. Somebody needs you, Lord, and they know that they can't get along without you. Somebody at Rapids General, Lord, needs you. Somebody at Cabrini, somebody at all the hospitals. Somebody is being funeralized today or the next day. They need you, and they know that they can't get along without you. But, Lord, I believe their faith is in you. I believe that they know that you will tell them to hold on a little while longer. Everything going to be all right. Lord, we just thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and, Lord, what you're going to do. Lord, we just thank you for being God all by yourself, a God that we can glorify, a God that we can say, take care of us, take care of all our needs. And you already know us good enough to know our needs, what we want and what we need. We appreciate you, God. Lord, we just love you. Thank you. Thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And what a Lord that we serve. Every once in a while, I guess some people think I'm crazy. Nobody's around, and I still shout hallelujah because I know that the Lord is good. Not some of the time, but he's good all the time. He put food on my table. Oh, Lord, he give me something to do. He let me know that everything going to be all right. I can't thank God enough for the things that he's done and what he's doing for me. Thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, just talking of something, if anyone need prayer, just call me. Our number and the pastor number is 589-8129. We thank you so much for listening to this station. And every Saturday, the First St. Mark Radio Ministry will come on at 10:45 to 11 o'clock every Saturday morning. We just thank you so much for just turning your radio on. And I said I was going to say that, even though I don't use the radio to beg for funds, but I just thank the people who, some people just send money to our church, and I appreciate it. I'm not calling names, but I just thank God for those that do just put money in an envelope and send it to First St. Mark Church.
Thank you for listening to us on KYT.